This episode of the Southsea Folk Podcast is sponsored by Alice and Ivy Southsea. They're an independent skincare, makeup and wellness specialists, and they're based on Marmion Road and are open Tuesdays to Saturdays. You can find out all the information about them on social media. I love the fact that they're an independent shop that sells independent products from independent businesses around the UK. What's not to love? Give them a follow and try and find out a bit more about them. I'm just going to jump straight in. So I'm here with Josh. Hello, Josh. Thanks for coming to meet you today.
Thanks for having me. No worries.
We are at the Southsea Spirit Gin Bar, which is amazing, on Albert Road.
Yeah, I love it. And do you know what? I've not actually been in before, but I've always walked past, and I love that kind of blue exterior. But coming in, it's so gorgeous, like cosy, intimate, but very trendy, nice space. So I think I'll be definitely frequenting here.
Oh, thank you. So for any listeners that don't know about you, Josh, can you tell them what you do?
How long have you got? So I suppose, like, primarily I'm an artist and theatre maker, which, I mean, you know, I use the word artist in inverted commas because actually I'm just a big show off, basically. But like, I make work around theatre and art practices, usually with communities, particularly working class, queer and intersectional communities, to be able to kind of highlight voices for the main stage of theatre, basically. Yeah. But we've got a kind of bunch of different arms. We've got like our community arm, we work in education environments, and we do like professional theatre as well. So yeah, so it's a bit of everything, really.
Oh, that's great. And you've got a new show coming up at the new Theatre Royal.
Yes.
That's happening in January.
Indeed.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Sticky Floors and Palm Trees is the name of the show, which is quite a visceral title. People kind of have quite a fun reaction to it. Because I think the point is that everyone understands, especially people of a certain age, understand what a sticky floor and a palm tree looks like.
Yeah.
It's those nightclubs that are for late 20th century not spaces, which, you know, you kind of, they're kind of gross but kind of glamorous at the same time. And this one particularly is focusing on Joanna's, Portsmouth's mm-hmm. nightclub, which is on the pier. And so the show sort of, you know, a team of us interviewed lots of people who went to those sort of nightclubs in the late 80s, early 90s. And what we've done is we've turned those stories into kind of verbatim performances where they'd be lip synced by drag queens, cabaret artists, and effectively we're turning the theatre into a version of the Joanna's nightclub. We sort of say it's a bit like a memory box. It's a bit of a hodgepodge of everything. But basically it's an opportunity to sort of bring to light some of these stories that we might lose because a lot of these nightclubs have been knocked down and don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So what happens to those memories? They just get lost. So we want to bring those together, and that's what this show's all about.
That's amazing. And you said to me earlier that the idea came up when you went on holiday with your mum. Was it to Zante?
Yes.
And you were sat
the hot spot, that is Zante.
The hot spot. And the sun lounger, you were sat on a sun lounger with your mum and you were chatting about all these things. So just give us a little bit of that info about that.
Yeah, so mum and I were just sort of like, you know, us doing on sun loungers, having a little natter about clubbing. And she was talking about Joanna's and going out to Joanna's. And then all of a sudden, this woman in the sun lounger next to us sort of piped up and said, oh, are you from Portsmouth? And we're like, yeah, who's asking? And she was like, no, I'm from Bournemouth. And we used to go to Portsmouth to go out clubbing. And at the same time, they both said in tandem, sticky floors in the palm tree. And it was in that moment that I understood that that connection between people that didn't know each other was very visceral. And they ended up having like this 30-minute conversation about the nightclubs. And they were both so animated and excited by it. And I was like, ah, there's something in here. We can use this idea of nostalgia to turn this into a show for Portsmouth where we can bring new audiences into theatre. It's really important for me to bring new audiences into the theatre space, especially people like my mum. I always use my mum as a barometer. So she wouldn't normally go and see something which is an original, immersive piece of work. But if you put it under the guise of Portsmouth history and heritage, then all of a sudden it takes on a whole new meaning and you've got a whole new audience. So it's a really good opportunity for us to be able to bring our sort of queer lens with the kind of the real grit of Portsmouth people, talk about their stories and their lives.
Oh, brilliant. I love it. And I love that, like, when you were launching about the show, all the nostalgic feelings for all the locals here. There were so many people that always said, oh, God, I remember my time there. I remember going to Joanna's.
Yeah.
And so it's exciting for lots of people. So where can people get tickets for the show?
Yeah, so we're at the New Theatre Royal, which is great. I love that space. It's right in the centre of the city, so there's something really poignant about it being right in the heart of Portsmouth, right in the centre of town. So you can have a look at the New Theatre Royal website, and you'll just find all the details on there. You can also find us at Downtown Pompey as well. Ticket links will be available on all of our social media. But yeah, come and grab a ticket and come down and enjoy the nostalgic element of the show.
Oh, great. And what can people expect from the show? When they come along, what can they expect to see?
So it's a bit more immersive, like I said, than a usual show. So where you would usually expect to come in, get your tickets checked, sit down in the auditorium, it's not like that at all. It's a bit more immersive. So you come in to the nightclub, so that there's lots of stuff happening around you, lots of sensory stuff happening, and then you kind of get guided into the space. And from there, you're kind of immersed in this world where you've got performers happening around you. You've got a bar there as well. It's all very much, you've got live DJ. So it kind of sets up very much like a nightclub would. And then at some point, the show will begin. So just expect sort of drag queens and cabaret artists, lip syncing, dancers dancing, and pipers piping. Who knows? It's a real visceral, exciting experience, which I can't wait for people to see, because it's not like anything we've ever done at Downtown before. A lot of people expect us to do storytelling, kind of soft, intimate events, but we're packing a punch with this number, so I'm looking forward to bringing it to Portsmouth.
That's cool. And when is it? What are the dates?
Yes, so it's the we've still got a couple of months. So we've got the 30th, it's on the 30th to the 1st of February, which is hard to say with a lisp. So the 30th, the 31st, and the 1st of Feb 2024, which actually is really poignant because it's 20 years next year since Joanna's closed.
Wow.
So the timing couldn't be more perfect.
That is great. And so thinking about rounding it all up, what do you think that it means to you, what you're bringing to the city with this show?
Mm.
What does it mean?
So for me, it means an awful lot, because we're at a point now in the sort of the cultural fabric of the city where everything is upping its game. You know, even in places like this, South Sea Spirit, places like this are the building blocks for the way that we're moving culturally. And I love the idea that, you know, whatever industry, cultural industry you're in, everything is, you know, manifesting and developing further. So to play a part of that puzzle for Portsmouth, but with theatre, feels really important to me. So yeah, I'm glad to be doing it in my city, developing the show.
Oh, brilliant. Now I'm going to ask you a couple of really sort of crazy questions. I always like to ask people at the end. So my first one is, you open your cupboards and there's no shops available for the rest of your life. What tin food is in your cupboard that you absolutely love?
All right. Okay. So opening my cupboards, what I see, what I would love to see is like tins of spaghetti bolognese in a can. I just love it. It's so gross, but so wonderful. It was always like my cold food, wasn't it? You know, like when you're feeling a bit ill, your mum would get, for me, it would always be, get your spaghetti bolognese in the tin, chuck it in the microwave for a minute, and there you go. And sometimes I used to even eat it cold out of the tin. So
I love it. And when did you get into it? Is it something from like your youth?
Yeah,
or
childhood. Yeah, yeah. It was always had when you were, like when you're feeling under the weather, your mum would get spaghetti bolognese in a tin. Oof, gorgeous.
And because we're sat in South Sea Spirit bar,
yes,
what would be your go-to alcoholic drink or cocktail this time of year?
Yeah, so 365 days a year I'm all about the margarita.
Oh.
I'm all about a margarita. Yeah, absolutely. You know, give me a margarita and I'm anyone's. You know, and you can keep me up all night on a margarita or many. But I've heard that like spicy margarita is a thing as well, which I've never had. So
yeah.
I'd love to see what I'm like on a spicy margarita, just to add a little bit more flavour.
Maybe a bit of heartburn.
Do you know what? It's funny you should say that, because I had a peppermint tea last night and it gave me heartburn. Yes, it's my age.
Oh, that's funny. So, okay then, it's been so lovely having you on. So where can people find out about you? Where do they go to find about, you know, what you do? And Josh is fab.
Yeah, Crime Watch, usually. But no, you can find me on like usual social media platforms. I'm not like young enough to have TikTok. I'm normally on the gram. You can find me at Josh's Fab on Instagram. Also the organisation, which is at Downtown Pompey, which is our theatre community organisation. And yeah, you can find us all on those platforms.
Oh, brilliant. So for all the listeners, you know, get involved. Support Josh and support Downtown Pompey and go find out a little bit more about them.
And I'll see you at the show.
Thank you.